Amra is not worth the $1,000, but since you put it down for mashkin on the chayiv, if you lose that mashkin, it's like you lost your $1,000. That's Shmuel's halacha. So that's the machlokes. Do we say you chayiv on the whole thing, you lose out the whole thing or not? Samur says no. Even the loyshavi mashkin shiazuzi, if we're talking about that this mashkin is not worth the value of the loan, I tell you, really could be the kuliyama leslu the Shmuel. Everybody would hold not like Shmuel, that avad, if you lose it, you do not lose out your money. We do not say in this mashkin is the money. The mashkin is not worth the money. Avad, we won't say that svara. Rashi says, till Rabbi Lezer loy master klum, ugar kive in the master can I get a mashkin? We all be shrein mechinim, you put it completely. Look, Rabbi Kiv, you're shrein mesacha, you only chayiv the value of the mashkin, but not more. If the mashkin is worth $20, you lose out 20, but not more. That everybody will hold. Rather, Bokr over here, did the shavi shezuzi? We're talking about no. This mashkin that the Malva took was worth $1,000. If I lent you $1,000, we're talking about now I took back a mashkin also worth $1,000. And this mashkin got lost. And the question, if you were shrein mechinim or shrein mesacher, are you chayiv or not? The komiflagi b'drav Yitzchak. The machlekes is in the din of Rav Yitzchak, that the Yomer Rabbi Yitzchak of Yitzchak says, Mina yin lebal choyv, shekoyna mashkin. How do we know a bal choyv is koyna the mashkin? Shenema, the Pasuk says, ulecho tiyeh tzedakah. It says, the Torah says, if you take a mashkin, let's say take a pillow from mashkin. So at night you're supposed to give it back to him. And it says, when you give it back to him, you get tzedakah for giving it back. Now, in eino koyna mashkin, if the Malva doesn't have a kinyan in the mashkin, then stuck him in Olay. Why do you get stuck of giving it back? It's his. It's his pillow. What kind of stuff did you get for giving back his pillow? Elamai, it's a raya, no. When the Malva took the mashkin, he has a kinyan in the mashkin. It's like his pillow now. So therefore, the Torah says, be nice and do stucco and give it back to him at night. Since he doesn't have a pillow to sleep with at night, his tzus laila, give it back to him at night. But if you do that, luchoti yitzdukah. So therefore, you have a kinyan in the mashkin. Therefore, if you lose the mashkin, you're chayiv. Chapter the inayna kaina mashkin stokim in olay. How do you have stok here? Mikan from here is a proof lebal choyv shekaina mashkin. That's Rav Yitzchak's halacha. Maybe that's the machlokes here. If you're old, you like a shoyim mesachah yichayiv. You're like Rav Yitzchak, and your blessed holds you're on your shoyim mechinim. Obvious on Rav Yitzchak. So Gemara says the tizbra is that a svara? Hey, modi yomer Rav Yitzchak. When does Rav Yitzchak say his halacha? The mashkanoi shloi b'shas avosai. Only a mashkin you took, not at the time of the loan. You took it later on. That means first I lent you $1,000. And then later, a month later, I came to collect. And you didn't pay me up. So I went down to Bezdin. And Bezdin took away a mashkin from you. That mashkin's a strong mashkin. There I have a kinyan in it. Avo mashkanoi b'shas avosai. But after the beginning, when I first lent you the money, if I took a mashkin right away, that's not in front of Bezdin, that's not so strong. Mi yomer. Did Rav Yitzchak say over there that you have a kinyan in it? And here we're talking about now a mashkin b'shas halvo. Therefore the Gemara says, Ela rather, mashkonoi shaloi b'shas halvosoi. When you made a mashkin, not at the time of the halvo, again, first later on when you went to collect your money, and they didn't pay you. So you went to Bezdin, and Bezdin took away your mashkin. I tell you, kuliyau nislu Rav Yitzchak. Everybody agrees then to Rav Yitzchak, that then that mashkin, you have a kinyan in the mashkin, and if you lose it, you lose your money. Here's the machlekes says, when you have a mashkin you took at the time when you lent him the money, b'shas halvosoi, you took a mashkin. And the machlekes over here is, what is the halacha of a regular shomer aveda? In other words, a shomer mashkin has the same halacha of a shomer aveda. If you're watching an aveda, you found something. There's a mitzvah hashava. If you're watching it for the owner, what halacha do you have? The Yitma wrote like this. Shomer Aveda. Rabbi Roma Keshomechinam. Rabbi says you're on your Shomechinam. You're not getting paid for it. The Torah tells you to watch it. You're a Shomechinam. Rabbi Yosef Amanah Keshomechinam. And why? The Gemara explains because proof to Rabbi Yosef that the time when you're doing the mitzvah, if a noni would come to you and ask you for tzedakah, you're potter from giving him tzedakah. So because of this mitzvah, you gain money. So because of that gain, you're called the Shomechinam. So the same thing applies by a mashkin halvor. When you lend somebody money doing a mitzvah, So the Shash will only give money. If another Ani comes, you don't have to give him money then. Because put to Rabbi Yosef, did they call the Shreim Estachar here also? Gemara says it's so. Leima, let's say, but the Rabbi Yosef, Tanoihi. Then Rabbi Yosef's halacha is a machlekes Tanoim. Leima, the Rabbi Yosef, Tanoihi. It comes out, that's a machlekes Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Lezer holds a mashkin is only a Shreim Echinam. So then he argues on Rabbi Yosef. Gemara says, maybe no. Loi. No, it's not true. I tell you, b'shoimer raved the kuliyal nisl the Rabbi Yosef. By regular shoimer raveda, when you find an aved in the street and you pick it up and you're watching it for the owner, everybody agrees shoimer raveda is b'shoimer sachadami. Truth of the Rabbi Yosef is called like you have enjoyment, you're getting payment for your shoimer sacha. V'yachu was machlekes bayot the milver sorach lemashkin kamiflagi. That's the machlekes. So Rashi learns the malva torah lemashkin means lishtamers boy. The malva that takes the mashkin, can he use the mashkin? Does he use it? And the UCS will take off the loan. Still you're doing a mitzvah. That's the machlekes. The malva torah lemashkin kamiflagi. Masova mitzvah covid shall veil. Rabbi Kiva holds, I'm doing a mitzvah, the fact I'm lending it to you. And therefore, they're showing a sucker. You're showing a sucker on it. The Masova, Rabbi Yudah holds, Rabbi Lezer holds, Lav mitzvah covet, it's not called doing a mitzvah. Shela no soy miskavin. They're showing a chinam. It's only for your own enjoyment that you're doing it. Such as says, your own enjoyment means that you're allowed to use this mashkin. So since you're allowed to be mishtamas with the mashkin, it's like your enjoyment. So therefore, you're only called a shem echinam. It's not called you're getting payment. It's not called a mitzvah. So therefore, since you're doing it for your own sake, therefore you're only a shem echinam, therefore you're shem echinam and not more. That's the machlokes. By regular shem echinam, everybody agrees to smoke from Rabbi Yosef, put it Rabbi Yosef. But here by a mashkin, Rabbi Lez holds that the malva has the right to use the mashkin. Since you have the right to use it, therefore you're only a shem echinam. You know what it is. Abishalom says, If you lent a noni money, and you took a mashkin back, so the mashkin now you're allowed to rent out, and the money you get, you take away from the choy. Because you're only helping out the yoni, you're making it easy for him. That's called Kameshav Aveda. So Mar says, Omar Rav Chon and Barami, Omar Shmuel, Halokho Kabashoyl. It's like a Pasma Kabashoyl. And v'yaf abishoyel lo yomarela b'mora ufesel v'kardim. He also only said it like by a hatchet or a sword or a hammer. Hoyel v'nofer shigrayu. If you rent these things out, you get a lot of good pay for it. But v'zuta fichsayu. The loss is very small loss. You don't use up a hammer so much. So that's a good deal. So then if you lend money to an ani and he gave you his hammer for a mashkin, you're allowed to lend out the mashkin. But by lending it out, you get good pay, you'll be able to deduct it from the loan, and it's not going to be used up so much the hammer. Therefore, that's mutter. Then if there are other things, it's like Yosef Skorav HaSeda, other things you rent out, but it'll be ruined, so you don't gain anything. It's not called Meshav Aveda. You're just ruining it for the Roni. There you would not be allowed to do it. Another Mishnah says, Hamavir Chavis, Mi Makam Lamakam. If somebody is transporting a barrel from place to place, v'shovra, and it breaks on the way. So you're a transporter, yes, that's your job, to carry the barrel, and while you were carrying it, place you tripped and you broke it. So, v'ein shayim echinam, v'ein shayim esakha yishova. Whether you are shayim echinam, whether you're shayim esakha, you have to swear that you did not do it on purpose, you are not a pasheya, and then you're potter. In other words, the Tanakam holds that niskal is an honest. The fact you tripped like and fell, you're an honest. See, even a shame a sucker is potter and oinsin. Therefore, all you have to do is just swear that it wasn't your fault and you'll be potter. Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Elezer says, Zevazay Yeshova, true. Both of them swear, but to me, Ani, I have a wonder about this. In Yechardim Zelazel Yeshova, how could we let both of them swear? So Rashi says, Kleimer, Afani Shamati Mirabois like Rabbi Meir. I also learned from my rebellion, like Rabbi Meir, that both even a shameless sucker could swear and free himself. I will to me on the Yalzeh, but it bothers me a lot to have a kashrim on this. Yalzeh echnef torim v'shvuah. How could the shameless sucker be put with a shvuah? The Gemara first to me. The Gemara will explain what was bothering
Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara says like this. Tana Rabbanan, what's in a braisa like this? Hamavir chavyis lechaveroi mimokim lemokim. That somebody is transporting barrels of wine for his friend from place to place. That's your job. You're a transporter. That's what you're doing. The shovra, and it breaks now. So we're not going to write Dein Shai Mechinam, Dein Shai Mesocha, Yishova Dibra B'meyo. Even if you're a Shai Mesocha, you're getting paid for this job, for the Maisa, you're an honest. It wasn't your fault that you tripped. So now that you tripped and you broke the barrel, you just have to swear to the owner that it happened by accident, and you're potter. Or Shai Mesocha is potter on Einstein. We have you the wine there, Shai Mechinam Yishova. He holds no, not such a big honest. It's like a psi, it's like Kor of the Gnev of the Aveda. Therefore, Oshoy Mechinim, that's Potter on Gnev of the Aveda, is Potter here also. Let him swear. But Noise Sochi Yishalim, but if you get paid for it, then Lamaisa, this is like Gnev of the Aveda, and therefore Yechayiv. So you can't swear to free yourself, other Rabbi Yechayiv. Now, Rabbi Yemishtit says, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Zevazay Yishova. He means, I also learned from my Rebbe, like Rabbi Meir, that both of them could swear and free themselves. But the Tzimiyani is bothering me. Is it true that both of them could swear to free themselves? Why? Samar says, what's bothering him? The Chura Lameim, you mean to tell me that the Sov Rabbi Meir Niska La Pasheyu. Rabbi Meir holds his somebody trips. Here this person that's carrying the bundle, the barrel. If he trips and breaks it, Rabbi Meir holds even the Shema Sacher is potter. That means that Niska, when you trip, you're not called a Pasheyu. You're called an honest. Therefore, you're potter. So is it true that Rabbi Meir holds? For Tanya, we learned Nishpara Kadoi Vloy Soka. You broke your pitcher. In other words, you were walking and you tripped, and your pitcher broke. Vloy Soka, when you did not pick it up, you didn't clean up the pieces, and no, or else Noflo Gamle Vloy Hamidoi. Your camel fell down the middle of the street, and you did not pick it up. Rabbi Meir Mechayev Bezekun. Rabbi Meir holds if somebody comes and trips over it. You're chayiv, it's like your bor, you're chayiv for it. So I says, you're at fault. The chacham and the chum say, potter midin yodim. No, midin yodim, you're potter. Even though it was your pitcher, you were carrying your pitcher, and you tripped and it broke, and you did not pick it up, still you're potter midin yodim. The chayiv midin shemayim. Midin shemayim, that's your chayiv, we call the goram your chayiv. So what's the machlekes now, midin yodim, you're potter or your chayiv? The kaimalon, we came out, the gemara above the kama, that what is this machlekes told you in? Peniskal Pasheya Pligi. Machlekes says, if you trip and you break something, is that called your Pasheya not? That's the Machlekes Pligi. In other words, Rabbi Meir is the one that says, Yechayev holds that Niskal is a Pasheya. Therefore, if it falls and breaks, if you don't clean it up, Yechayev, you're a Pasheya for breaking it. That's a theory now. How could Rabbi Meir say in our Mishnah that even a Shai Mesocher, that carrying barrel, if he trips and breaks them, he's potter, because it's called an onus? I, Rabbi Meir, holds Niskal is called a Pasheya. If you trip, you're a Pasheya. So it could even be then a Shem Mechinim should also be Chayim then. It's called a Pshia. So my answer is, Omer Rebbe Lozer, Lozer says, Tavro, it's not sure you have to break this. In other words, Misha Shonazul or Shonazul. Did whoever learn this or not learn this? Because these two dinim of Rabbi Meir are speakers one to the other. So whoever says now Mishnah, that a Shai Masacha could swear to free himself, hold that Niskal is La Pasheyu. And that Gemara in Baba Kama over there that says Rav Meir holds Yechayiv, and the Gemara comes out, the reason is because Niskal is La Pasheyu, does not hold like the Sodom and the Yama. Tanakh Nami, we have learned this and I've learned this. It's like I'm a Machloike Samaroyim, Pshat and Rabbi Meir. Now the Yasser of Yudu and Rav Yudu came to say Shai Mechinam Yishov. I understand very good that Shai Mechinam could swear Niskal is not a complete Pasheya. It's like a Gnev of Yaveda. Therefore Shai Mechinam could swear and free himself. Now you say Sacha, but when you get paid for this Yishalim, he has to pay because Haikadina Vaikadina. As he holds Niskal is like a Niksas Pshia. It's like a Pshia of Gnev of Yaveda. So a Shai Mechinam that's Potter and Gnev of Yaveda is Potter over here. But a Shai Mesocha, that's Chayiv HaGnev of Aveda, he's also Chayiv, this type of a Niskal. Now, V'yosu Rabbi Eliezer L'meimar, Rabbi Eliezer comes and tells us, in true, Kimaruch Rabbi Meir, he also learned like Rabbi Meir, that even a Shai Mesocha could swear and free himself. Well, Miyot Tzimiyani, but I have a wonder about this. In Yechalem Zev Azeli Shavah,
How could both swear? In other words, Bishleim Eshoy Mechina Mishtaba. I could understand why Eshoy Mechina could swear and free himself to lay Poshabo. He just has to swear that he was not a Peshaya. Tripping is not called a Peshaya. Therefore, your part that I can understand. Ela Eshoy Mechachar. But Eshoy Mechachar, Amai Mishtaba. Why can he swear? Ki lay Posha, Na Mishlumei Boi. He also has to pay. That means even if it wasn't a Peshaya, means means that it's like Gnedu Gaveda. More than that, it can't be else. So since it's like Gnedu Gaveda, how could he swear and free himself? That he has to pay. Or Shoyim Asakar has to pay for Gnedu Gaveda. See, he owes this much of tripping is for sure like a Shia of the Gnez of Gaveda. In other words, if you would have watched yourself a little bit better, for sure you wouldn't have fell. So it's upon you why you didn't watch yourself. Sure, I signed the sucker, but sure should be chayiv. Paita, for Yafilu, Shoymechinim, Nami, Hotayna, but Mokka Modron. That's good, but Mokka Modron. That we say that he should be Potter. Shloim b'mokam modron, mi motzim mishtabot leposho. But if it's not a mokam modron, it's not a slanty place, how could he swear and free himself? In other words, if it's not slanty, then it's your fault why you tripped. You should have been more careful. If it's a slanty place, okay, you tried hard, but you still fell. But if the place is flat, then it's your fault why you fell. Turn it over.
The place is not empty though. Rashi says, Vade Pesheyo. That's for sure, it's your fault. Like if you would have watched yourself here decently, you wouldn't have fell. So my sense you fell, it's your fault why you fell. See,